This is Jim Winger on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm in O'Keene, Oklahoma at O'Keene Milling Company visiting with Nate Meyer. Nate, I said before, and my ignorance is probably obvious, but I hadn't realized you had this big flour mill here in O'Keene.
It's been here since 1901. It's part of the Shawnee Milling Company. It's been in business since before statehood. So we've been rocking and rolling since the early 1900s, grinding wheat, making flour.
And I'm sure you take in quite a few bushels of wheat every year.
It is. We're a very tight wheat area, but we've received great wheat. It's traditionally just the breadbasket of this area, so it's high quality wheat.
And we were talking before, I think you said that it's all brought in by local producers, not contracted. It's just they bring it in and you turn it around.
Our harvest wheat, 100% is local. Local farmers haul their wheat in and we turn it into flour. It goes all over kind of this region.
How much flour, if you can tell me, do you produce a year?
I don't even know. It's hard telling.
But a lot of flour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of loaves of bread.
And I know that you need certain specifics when you're looking for quality baking wheat. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. We're fortunate to have bakeries that we've done business with year after year. We just need hard red winter wheat, and just typically the wheat this year just fits that mold perfectly as far as just ordinary proteins, 10 to 12 and a half protein wheat. It's perfect. It works well for us, works well for the farmers, and works well for the bakeries.
And you said you have contracts with a lot of bakers around the area. How far are you distributing your wheat?
It's a great question. It would be states that touch Oklahoma, more or less. Just kind of this region. It's nothing. We send some export flour through the government, kind of out in different parts of the country. But it's just kind of follow the population. There's flour mills scattered out all over the country. And it's just kind of send to areas that are close enough where the freight's not just outrageous.
Well, I was going to say the freight rates would have something to do with that, I'm sure. But how do you compete as far as with other elevators or other purchasers of the wheat? I would think that you'd have to remain competitive or you wouldn't be in business.
Absolutely. I don't know if we compete for wheat, but we will buy wheat from other surrounding co-ops. So we respect them, and we're real fortunate to have great relationships with other co-ops in this area.
Do you have any idea how many people you employ here?
30.
And it seems like it's a much larger facility than that when you look at it from the outside.
It's the same building that was built in 1901. It's been added on to some, but it's 30 quality people, guys, girls. We have a real nice crew here.
And where can you purchase the flour? Is it available to the general public, or is it just commercial?
The milling company. Their flour's in the grocery store. Our flour goes mainly to commercial bakeries. Really, there's not a retail market, but the same family is Shawnee Milling Company, and they're in about every grocery store around. But anytime you buy a hot dog, a hamburger bun, or a loaf of bread, there's possibility that the flour came from here in O'Keene, Oklahoma.
Well, thanks, Nate. I appreciate visiting with you. And that's Nate Meyer from the O'Keene Milling Company in O'Keene, Oklahoma. This is Jim Winger.